Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
An absolutely glorious day to get out and play a round of golf, whether you go out to Makaha or Makalei, 842, Oahu at Kapolei, 830. There's at Waikele, an 1131, and Makaha East has an 830. I'm going back to Makaha over and over again, right? Well, Pacific Links International announced this week Tiger Woods and Gil Hans are designing courses at Makaha Valley Resort. Tiger Woods, the 14-time major champion, designs the North Course. Gil Hans, who moved his family to Rio de Janeiro, designed that Olympic course that they use for the Olympics, the first Olympic Games, golf played in again. And, of course, he designed Stream Song and Pinehurst No. 4. He'll give us the South Course, all of this at the Makaha Valley Resort. And we're looking forward to talking with someone from Pacific Links International to get more information about these courses and the resort. It's very exciting to have those two courses. It's a gorgeous location, you know that. And I'm very proud of Hawaii's Allison Korpuz. She advanced to the final round of Augusta National Women's Amateur, 2 under after 8 holes. She moved up the leaderboard. She shot an even par 72 at Augusta in the inaugural Augusta National Women's Amateur. We've got the first major of the year, the LPGA ANA Inspiration. Ron Syrak is there covering it. We'll be back with Ron right after this.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse, Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor. Oh, you can find him at ronsyrak.com, too. Special to the LPGA, Golf Channel contributor and author. He's at the first major of 2019. It's on the LPGA Tour, the ANA Inspiration. And the question is, on this first major of the year, who'll jump into Poppy's Pond? Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Hey, Danielle, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
You know, last year, you've been talking about this on Golf Channel. There was kind of the Samson and Goliath with Pernilla Lindbergh taking down NB Park in a playoff that went 8 holes and lasted 2 days. What an amazing finish that was. Do you expect something like that could happen today or tomorrow, let's say?
Well, this tournament always serves up something special. Every time you think that it can't top itself, it always does. I was here the year that Kari Webb won by holing out a 9-iron shot on the 18th hole, and I was here the year that Brittany Lincecum hit a hybrid into the 18th green and made eagle to win. So it always seems to produce some sort of drama.
Some drama, and it's wonderful. I was looking at the leaderboard now with In Kyung Kim. We all know her as IK Kim, right? And Catherine Kirk and Jin Young Ko and Ally McDonald and Charlie Hull and Danielle Kang, major champions in here. But not, you know, some of the big names in the world of golf. Out of just, what would you think out of these players now at the top of the leaderboard going into day three, who would you think has the best chance to win?
Well, IK Kim certainly, you know, has a history here. In 2012, she missed a 14-inch putt. You know, she would have won the tournament, missed a 14-inch putt, and then went out in a playoff and lost the playoff to a birdie on the first hole. So there would be an act of redemption for her to win. But you look at that leaderboard, and in that second group, Jin Young Ko is the reigning rookie of the year. And she, I was walking with her yesterday, and she played in the afternoon. The winds were up, and she was just hitting piercing iron shots to the wind, was playing brilliantly. But, you know, today's the day. They say Saturday's moving day at the golf tournaments. And you look at the players who are 6-7 strokes back, who could make a move today: Jessica Korda, Brooke Henderson, Amy Yang, Lexi Thompson, Sung Hyun Park, all within striking distance. And the conditions are going to be tough. It's already a bit blowy here. And the rough is, they had a very wet spring in the Palm Springs area, so the rough is very gnarly. Somebody shoots 69 today, they're going to gain a lot of ground. While I.K. Tim and Catherine Kirk are going to be going out in that last group and have some separation on the rest of the field, they're going to feel a lot of pressure from some big names behind them.
Okay. Now, they're going out later in the day than those already on the course. Yesterday, I noticed the wind came up in the afternoon. It was very difficult for the afternoon tee times. Is the forecast much like that, with better conditions in the morning and then the afternoon it getting more difficult?
Yeah, the winds always come up here in the afternoon, so it's always good to go out in the morning. But, you know, once you get into the weekend at a tournament, you know, the first 2 days of a tournament, Thursday, Friday, you go out one day in the morning wave, the next day in the afternoon wave. So you get one day with better scoring conditions. Now, as you get into the weekend, all the leaders are going out in the afternoon. And today is supposed to be, tomorrow is supposed to be really hot, like mid-90s and much, much less wind. But today it's going to be in the low 80s, and we're going to be getting enough breeze to cause them a lot of problems. And as I said, the rough is thicker than normal here, so the wind makes it harder to put the ball in the fairway, harder to put the ball in the green, and then you get in that rough, and it's really hard to make pars.
Yeah, I heard it was 4 inches. Just that alone made me say, 4-inch rough, oh my, you know? And then you talk about it being thick and gnarly. So this three-stroke lead going in on a Saturday, really, we really can't make a lot of that right at this point. But do you think there was a lot of discussion about whether she's, after winning again in a major and, in the Open, the British, has she gotten over that short putt that she missed?
It took her 4.5 years, you know, after she missed that 14-inch putt here. She didn't win again for 4.5 years. But then 2017, she had a big year. She won that Women's British Open and two other times. So she won three times in 2017. She won once last year. So she does seem to have turned a corner. And when you listen to her talk, that sent her spiraling into the depths of despair. But her climb back is something that she's learned a lot from, and she seems to be playing with an incredible amount of maturity right now, and I think has the mindset to hang in there. You know, that said, the conditions are going to be really, really difficult over these next 2 days. And what compounds all the playing conditions are the simple fact that it's the weekend of a major championship.
There's nothing like a major. You can, you know, it's all the mind and the body coming together at the right time in the right place, the right week. A major just adds that new element, the more tension, the more expectations you put on yourself, other people's have of you. So we'll just have to watch and see. As we watched Michelle Wee back in action this week, the first two rounds, did not make the cut, but have you had a chance to talk to her about it?
I chatted with her early in the week and just asked her how her hand was feeling. That's what made her withdraw from the HSBC tournament in Singapore. Remember, she had that hand operated on in October. She said it was feeling better. Her fiancé is with her here this week. First time I've seen him at a tournament with her. So she's got that going on. But I think it's going to be a slow road back for her. I think she's going to take it carefully. I would imagine that as thick as the rough was here, that she was probably quite cautious with it, this given the fact that she's dealing with a bad hand, and you don't really want to be stressing a hand by taking a swing through 4-inch rough. So I think she dialed it back a notch, and we'll just see how she slowly builds her comeback into high gear.
I think that's smart. I mean, she's going to be here for the Lotte, the LPGA Lotte. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. So we're looking forward to that right after the Masters, which is next week. And then comes the LPGA Lotte. For us, that's major. And the We Love Ping Pong event that she sponsors to raise money for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is one of the highlights of the year in golf action after the LPGA LPGA Lotte finishes and that we have the evening event. It's so much fun. And she hosts it. She's an incredible force for raising money and just doing a lot of stuff outside what you see on television playing golf. Nelly Korda coming on strong with her top tens. We talked about her last week, eight of them and two wins. How do you see the Korda sisters doing this week?
Well, Nelly just barely squeaked through on the cut. She, in fact, when she finished in the morning wave yesterday, it looked like she wasn't going to make the cut, and then the cut number kept going up higher as the wind started to blow. Jessica, however, is hanging around in contention. She's in that position about six or seven strokes back, where if she shoots something that begins with a six today, something in the 60s, she's got a chance to make a move on the leaderboard. But, we're going to see one of the Kordas is going to win a major championship this year, and we just don't know which one. Just like I think one of the Jutanagarns is going to win a major this year. We just don't know which one of them is going to do it. It's amazing to have two sister acts out here who are all four of them really, really good players.
So the cut line, was that five over?
It was five over, yeah. You know, when the morning wave finished yesterday, it looked like the cut was going to be three over. But then as the afternoon wave just got blown right off the golf course out there, and the cut number went to plus five, which is as high as I can remember it being in this tournament.
Yeah. I was going to say something, and I didn't want to upset the USGA. It sounds like a U.S. Yeah. Open, you know, a women's U.S. Open, the way the setup is with a 4-inch rough and now it being thick because of all the rain and then the wind coming. It's hard. It's a hard round. I'm watching Ashley Buhai. She's through nine and at this point she's six over par. I mean, that, and this is the morning wave. They're supposed to have the better conditions. It's really obviously a very difficult course. What's it like for you following? Who are you following today?
Well, I'm probably going to go out with somebody in back-to-back groups. Is Jessica Korda goes at 12:51, and the next group at 1:01 is Brooke Henderson, and the group right after that is Amy Yang, and the group right after that is Lexi Thompson, and the group right after that is Sung Hyun Park.
Wow!
All five of those are players who I think. I think one or more of those are going to make a move today and get into the mix of things. And then it'll be a question about seeing how I.K. Kim and Catherine Kirk and Ally McDonald and Jim Young Ko manage to withstand that pressure of feeling people making a move at them coming up the leaderboard.
I love it. Anytime I ask you, Ron, who are you following? I know I get a better insight into what your thoughts are about the dynamics that's happening on the course. And also, Albane Valenzuela from Switzerland, amateur, she chose to play the ANA Inspiration, even though she qualified for the Augusta National Women's Amateur, the inaugural at Augusta National, the final round being played now. And she said because she loves the sponsors, the people were good to her at the ANA Inspiration, and she just loves the tournament so very much that it was not a big deal to her. Well, maybe it was, but, you know, her commitment to the ANA Inspiration, and she wanted to get that sponsor exemption and take it and play. And she made the cut three over, or right now, she goes off at 10:01. Exciting for her to get this opportunity again. And what did they do for her?
Yeah, she contended here last year. She was in the mix going into Sunday and then faded with about a 78 or 77, something like that. But she was in the mix. And you know, the amateurs are a big part of the identity of the ANA tournament. There's always a half dozen top amateurs who get a sponsor exemption into this. This is a limited field event. You know, it's not a full field event, about 110 players. So get invited to, or qualify for the tournament. And to be one of the amateurs extended an exemption is really, it's a coveted thing. It's a special thing. And it was sort of nice to see Valenzuela come back and play here again this year. She was one of two amateurs who made the cut this weekend.
Yeah, and she was ill one year. She couldn't accept this. Well, she couldn't take advantage of the sponsor exemption. So they extended it to her the following year so she could play. And it was that kind of love and loyalty or commitment or just caring that brought her back to the ANA Inspiration. I thought that was fantastic. I'd like to talk a couple of minutes with you about the Augusta National Women's Open. But any thoughts? Mm-hmm. What's been exciting for you at the ANA Inspiration that you've really gotten a, you know, anything going on in the evenings? I know there are a lot of functions that happen behind the scenes that we don't hear very much about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Monday was the past champions dinner, and you know, this year they always honor the champions from 10, 20, 30, and 40 years ago, and this year it was Dottie Pepper and Julie Inkster and Brittany Lincecome and Sandra Palmer, and it's fun. This tournament is really the LPGA's version of the Masters. You know, it's played on the same golf course every year. It honors its past champions in the way the Masters does. And the really good feel that you get here all week is that you see those stars from bygone days hanging out here watching golf. And that creates a real good feeling about the event.
Absolutely. We'll take a real quick break and come back with Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, special to the LPGA, on site at the ANA Inspiration. You can find his work at lpga.com or ronsyrak.com. We'll be back after this with Ron. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your property. Futura Stone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post and GGB Plus. That's GGP Plus, and you can get Global Golf Post at globalgolfpost.com. It's free. GGP Plus is special, so you need to check it out. They'll give you 2 weeks free, and then you'll want to make the commitment and get this excellent writing from writers including Ron Syrak. We're talking about the ANA Inspiration and an inaugural event that started, you've probably heard, the Augusta National Women's Amateur. And I think it's perfect, Ron, that it was started, the amateurs, they've always wanted somebody, you know, the women to be able to compete at Augusta National, they being the people in the golf industry. Why can't women play a tournament like the men play? And it seems with Bobby Jones being one of the founders, and he was the pinnacle of the amateur player in the days when the amateurs were the top players in the world. men's amateur events were the top events in the world. Even though they played against professionals, they were the stars. And for a women's amateur to be played at Augusta National just seems really cool to me.
Yeah, it does seem to. There's a perfect symmetry there that the first women's event at Augusta would be an amateur event. And look, quite frankly, there's going to be people who are going to turn on the TV and watch the final round of that tournament who will probably be watching women's golf for the first time. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing for the game. It's a good thing for the women's game. It brings new eyes to the product and should help grow the women's game. I think that you have to look at Augusta National Golf Club and say that over the last 10 years, they've really had a very impressive leadership role in Grow the Game initiatives, the Asia-Pacific Amateur Championship, the Latin American Amateur Championship, the Drive, Chip, and Putt contest, and now this event. Those are all, I think, very, very important Grow the Game initiatives.
And 30 players representing 15 different countries. You know, we don't realize how many top amateur players are international, because a lot of them are going to U.S. schools.
Yeah, you know, they put the field together off of the amateur world ranking list, so that's a global list, and it does. And, you know, it speaks to how the women's game has grown enormously globally. The LPGA right now, I believe, has 27 different nations represented in its membership. And if you look last year, the five LPGA majors were won by five different players from five different countries and four different continents. You know, you can't get any more global than that.
Yeah. One of the top players is Maria Fassi. She's University of Arkansas, but she's from Italy. You know, it's marvelous. And I was really taken by how the LPGA players who are at the ANA Inspiration for their first major of the year did snippets saying, I'm really happy for you. You're going to be playing in this inaugural event. You know, enjoy it. Don't stress about it. Just, you know, give it your best. And that was great to see, including Brittany Lincecum, who was saying those things, a little television snippet. The LPGA does a fabulous job of really presenting their players, not necessarily in social media, but as who they are. So you really get to know them. I've really enjoyed the Drive On campaign and Brooke Henderson and everything that they're doing on the LPGA. It's fantastic.
Yeah, the Drive On promotional campaign has really struck a nerve. It's gotten a lot of attention, and it really is a very impressive campaign. And it's about issues a lot bigger than golf, you know. And that's part of what this tour is all about. It embraces and it celebrates its diversity. It views its global membership as a positive and not a negative. And there's just a whole bunch of values involving bullying and self-image and all kinds of issues like that are dealt with in the Drive On campaign that you really have to give them high marks for taking that on.
It's awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. You're going to be traveling to Augusta National real soon, a couple of days?
I leave Sunday night to go to Augusta National, yep.
I'm looking forward to talking to you from the Masters. Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you from there, Daniel. You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Elisa Godet. She's the president of Executive Golf International and the founder of Women's Golf Day. Women's Golf Day, and it's coming up. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Hey, the Lotte is coming. The Lotte Championship, April 14th through 20th at Ko'olina Golf Club. And they want you not only to be there, but to get up and close to the best lady golfers in the world. Volunteer for frontline action at the LPGA's incredible Lotte Championship. Opportunities of every kind to volunteer at the Lotte Championship. LotteChampionship.com. Sign up now, LotteChampionship.com, L-O-T-T-E.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Speaking of the Lotte Championship, let's give a couple of tickets, yes, to the Lotte Championship. The 2019 Lotte Championship is coming up, and we're going to give away tickets to the Lotte, two tickets, plus a box of golf balls to the caller at 545-1111. That's 808-545-1111. Just give us a call. All right, Alisa Godet, president and of the Executive Golf International and author, Two Good Rounds, a book series, passionate about growing the game. She's the founder and organizer of Women's Golf Day. She was scheduled to come in now and talk about it, but I just want to just take a couple of minutes to go over it. This Tuesday, it's actually not this Tuesday, it's this coming Tuesday in June on the 4th. We'll be celebrating the 4th annual Women's Golf Day. I can't believe that it's gone 4 years already. More than, you know, just hundreds of golf venues, not just golf courses, driving ranges. We could have one here at our driving range in IEA. It could be a Women's Golf Day there. A Women's Golf Day can be at Topgolf if we had a Topgolf. And of course, we're in the process of hopefully getting one in Waikiki, and there's going to be a Topgolf soon. So we could also have the event over at Princeville because they've signed up. I know Princeville is going to be holding a Women's Golf Day on June 4th. I know that Mauna Kea will be holding a Women's Golf Day on June 4th. And I know that Ka'anapali will be holding a Women's Golf Day on June 4th. So it's a whole lot of fun. What we do is we just get together for 4 hours. It's like invite her. There's the invite her campaign. And you just invite your friends to go down with you for whether it's a lesson or a couple holes of golf, 9 holes of golf, 4 holes of golf with a professional. Doesn't matter. That's what it's all about. It's about enjoying yourself with your friends, ladies getting together, and then having a social, talking about what you did, having a glass of wine, some poo-poo, just enjoying yourself. And it's happening around the world. And so it starts, in one dateline and goes to another. It starts in Australia and goes around the world and ends in Hawaii. So it's a whole lot of fun that women have around the world. And it's really quite amazing. I think Lisa Godet is on the line with us now. Lisa, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yes. Engage, empower, and support. Tell us about that. Engage, empower, support.
Yep, when we started, this idea now, this will be the 4th year that we're doing Women's Golf Day. That was the idea, to engage women, get them out there in a fun, relaxed environment, I think the format is a four-hour experience, as we suggest the clubs do. In the first 2 hours, women can either take lessons or play nine holes. So the differential there was that women who have never played were able to mingle with women that play. So the first 2 hours, everybody's playing golf, and then the next 2 hours are socializing, and that's pretty much just like
going out to play.
Yeah, to get them out to play, and more of a template. I mean, you can make some modifications, but the main thing was that if you and I had never played tennis and we showed up for tennis lessons, no one's talking about going to Wimbledon.
No, we're not going to be playing in the Masters Amateur.
Exactly, the part of women being able to socialize with one another, and non-players and players. People that don't have experience being able to, and realizing that it's not as intimidating, because we saw the data when we were coming in, but they were leaving equally as quickly. So that's the idea. And then I think with that, engage, we're empowering women to work in collaboration, work with one another, be with one another, help one another, which for the most part, women do. But this is just less, it's not about like competing. On this day, it's more really a celebration of women and coming together, communities. We noticed that's what has been coming out of this too, is that communities are coming together. It's and it's global, so like everybody's doing the exact same thing on the exact same day, and that's empowering in and of itself.
And the way it's growing,
it's become a movement.
It is a movement. 900 locations, 52 countries. Increasing 68% since 2016, just the participation, the number of women coming out and enjoying it and having a good time and fun. At Ka'anapali, there are fashion shows, there's beverages that are being created for them, there's food, there's games, there's lessons. It's a party. It's a festival, a golf festival, and it's a lot of fun. So you can really incorporate lots of different things to make Women's Golf Day just pop and be a lot of fun. And people look forward to being there the next year. And for people who are coming into Hawaii and staying for a short period, or who live here for a few months out of the year, makes it a lot of fun. They're connecting. They're doing something that everybody's doing around the world. It just makes you feel inclusive with a whole global movement, and women in golf obviously making a huge step with the Augusta National Women's Amateur, the inaugural being played today at Augusta National. And our Hawaii's Allison Korpuz is in the, she shot an even 72 today and went into it, I think it was 3 over, and so doing really, really well. To shoot an even par 72 at Augusta National for your first time, that's pretty darn amazing. We have at least three, I think Mount Aulani has also signed up, but we have three I know of, that is Princeville, Ka'anapali, and Mauna Kea. They've signed up. Lisa, where do you go to sign up?
Womensgolfday.com, and there's two buttons you'll see on the top. Is register a location, and then register to play, I believe it says, or find a location. That's for people that want to participate, and I highly encourage people to go and check that out. Any of the locations that still want to sign up, please do register your location to host an event. Pretty easy, and there's new locations coming up all the time, and sometimes people tend to do things last minute. So I tell women, if you already have the day blocked and you're still looking, like by the end of April, pretty much all the locations, there will always be some that sign up later, but they're all pretty much up. So it gives you a good, 5 weeks prior to the event.
Yes.
But if you already know, you can keep the date blocked. It's just like a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment or whatever. Take it off. Have a good time. A lot of the places, we let them also think about what's best for their marketplace. So it's whether to do something during the day, because it is a Tuesday, or, late afternoon for women that work, they can get off and do it. It's market by market. But the main thing, too, is that hopefully, everybody feels a sense of global community. It's something that's happening in a lot of, other areas, too. And people supporting one another and getting together, and the social media goes crazy on the day before and absolutely the day of. So it's, hashtag Women's Golf Day, @ Women's Golf Day. And we encourage everybody to share their stories. We love to hear them, mail them in to us, their photos, everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, continue to bring more people and more women into the game, more girls, and, you know, that's something for everybody.
Yeah, and you, what you get when you get involved with Women's Golf Day, you'll get placement on the homepage, interactive map for 12 months, a profile page on the website. You can edit that. Digital marketing toolkit, including social media posters, graphics, and more that you get once you register. A multimedia coverage, including TV, magazine, newspaper, blogs, and others. It all depends on how involved you get, not how much you pay, because your involvement is everything. And I know that you can make it fabulous, because I've seen some of the golf courses truly, as I say, turn it into a golf festival. Alisa Godet, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy day all the way out there in New York City, the founder of the Women's Golf Day, womensgolfday.com. That's where you go. Thank you for being on the show.
Yep, June 4th.
June 4th. Mark your calendar. It's a Tuesday. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha.
We're going to come back, and we've got something else that's happening. It's the women coming to Hawaii to play the LPGA Lotte. The LPGA Lotte, and we have two tickets and a box of golf balls. We have a winner? Oh, fantastic. We have a winner. Okay, so we'll have more tickets to give away, all right? So right now we have a winner, and we have Lauren Yama, who's standing by on Saturday after the LPGA Lotte wraps up. Saturday night, and this is going to be out at Ko'olina, an evening that you'll want to participate in, because now individuals can buy tickets for the We Love Ping Pong. And we'll be back after this with the details. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction, 20 High Rise Shopping Center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, here's Lauren Yama, Director of Communications and Special Events, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, putting together We Love Ping Pong. Isn't this the fourth year, Lauren?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this the fourth year of We Love Ping Pong?
It's the fourth year. Yes.
It's wonderful. I mean, it's so exciting. We had the first event that I remember, must have been 5 years ago then, when I watched Michelle Wee playing ping pong after she did a wonderful kind of instruction to 30 people who had, they were doing a special event. Michelle offered to kind of show tips and secrets to the game on the Emerald course at Wailea.
You were there.
Yes,
yeah.
Right?
You were there at Wailea. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It was fun.
It was fun, wasn't it? It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And then seeing her play ping pong, I'd always seen the more reserved Michelle Wee, you know, the one on the golf course that very deliberate and choosing and not showing very much emotion at all, you know, maybe something in the face a little bit. But when you see her playing ping pong, then now there's emotion. It's marvelous. Tell us about We Love Ping Pong.
We Love Ping Pong. Well, this year we're having it at the Four Seasons Coalina. It's Saturday, April 20th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And it's going to be really fun. This is the first year that we're having it there. It's going to be food stations by different restaurants, including MW's, DB Grill, Sansei. We have a Black Sheep Cream Company. And then we're going to have Lily Hub Bakery. And then we're going to have four restaurants from within the Four Seasons while participating. And then the ping pong tournament, emceed by Mark Rolfing.
So Mark Rolfing is going to be there? Yay,
yeah.
Mark. well, you know, I say yay, Mark, because he does the broadcast for the Lotte all day long, right?
Yep.
And then he comes over, and from 6 until 10, he's going to be emceeing. Yeah.
Yes, he works so hard, and he loves junior golf, and he loves the HSJGA. So we really appreciate all of Mark's help, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for Hawaii State Junior Golf Association's College Scholarship Fund. Tell us about how do we get a HSJGA College Scholarship Fund?
So it's open to all of our alumni, and you can be in college all the way up to your senior year, and you can apply for our scholarship on our website. And then it's open to all of our current members as well. So it's a really great opportunity to further your education and get some funding while you're at it.
Yeah, so you can take advantage of a little bit of help that everybody could use, right? So if I went to Hawaii Junior Golf Day, if I went to the Hawaii Junior Golf Day and I forgot to sign up for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, right, for my child, maybe I should do that because there's so many benefits HSJGA provides. A lot of kids' guidance. Tell us about what you do.
So on top of providing opportunities for junior golf, we're a platform for kids to move forward and beyond junior golf. You can apply for college scholarships like we're talking about now. So the We Love Ping Pong fundraiser is our main field-driving fundraiser to supply funds for our scholarship fund, which we provide for our members. So there are other benefits besides, signing up for membership and just playing junior tournaments. You can also get the benefits of having this opportunity to further your education and have some type of financial help along the way.
Yeah. And this is Lauren Yama. She's Director of Communications and Special Events, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. How long have you been with HSJGA?
This is my 11th year.
Your 11th year?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, you're watching all these kids?
It's kind of like, oh my goodness, I've watched some of them now, like Kathy Sagawa. She's working. She's in the workforce. Works at Wailea Golf Club. And I'm just like, I've watched her, from the time she joined ACCGA to when she won the PGA Junior Championship,
It's and now something.
She's growing. So it's fun. I really love this job and the game and seeing these kids progress through our program. It's kind of amazing.
So we're talking with Lauren Yama, and she's the Director of Communications Special Events at Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. It's all about the We Love Ping Pong, and it's W-I-E, Love Ping Pong, because Michelle Wee, loves ping pong. It's at the Four Seasons Resort, and This is the special deal. Individual tickets are on sale for the first time ever. So you can buy tickets. Tell us how this came about.
So I think it was just something that we decided that, you know, we're having, you know, we have a sponsorship tables, they're not really tables, we have sponsorship packages, and we just wanted to open up to the public to see what's happening with us, and just to, you know, expose us and have the public enjoy this night. You know, we have LPGA players, including Danielle Kang, Tiffany Joe, Allison Lee, Jay Murray Green, Paula Reddo. So it's like, it's really actually pretty amazing, and we just want to share... share this fun night with everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. So what if somebody wanted to compete? Who gets to compete against these LPGA players?
So we're selling the packages to, the people that are going to compete are the ones that are going to buy the packages for sponsorship, which are at a different level.
Uh-huh.
So it explains everything on our website. We have a sign-up page there. So individual tickets will get you in the door. You'll enjoy the night, and you can watch the ping pong tournament. If you want to buy a sponsorship package, you can purchase that and then enter one of your guests into the tournament.
Yeah.
And then you'll be paired with a ping pong player. well, a LPGA player.
You know, what's so cool about this is that the folks from Aloha Table Tennis, they're there to do the official scoring. So this isn't just a bunch of people getting together to play a little ping pong.
Exactly.
Right? This is full on ping pong.
This is legit.
This is
legit ping pong.
Yes.
Just like how we do it in golf. It's the same thing. We have wonderful
rules.
People from Aloha Table Tennis. They're so great, and they care about ping pong just as much as we care about golf.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the evening, it's April 20th. That's a Saturday. And it's the evening after the Lotte, LPGA Lotte ends. So we've got the winner. And I hope, you know, Michelle Wee has never won her own ping pong tournament. So we'll have to see if that comes to fruition this year. It's at the Four Seasons Resort. It's 6 to 10 p.m. So it starts at 6, ends at 10. And there are great prizes. There are auction items. There are gourmet food stations. There's the hosted bar, valet parking, ping pong, and other fun activities for the attendees. And I was going, what are the other fun activities for the attendees being there?
Yep.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Lauren Yama, Director of Communications.
Thanks, Danielle.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun. I look forward to seeing you there. Aloha. Okay. We're going to come back. And, you know what? We should probably announce who the winner is of the LPGA Lotte tickets and the golf balls. And I have that paper coming over to me right this minute. James Milner of Honolulu, congratulations. So excited that you called in to win. And we'll have more winning now that we're all set up in the studios again. And coming up next, Karen Palacios Jansen, Master LPGA Teaching Professional, creator of Cardio Golf. It's a golf fitness program. You'd be surprised what it can do if you have, we'll tell you, it's all about your health. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of showroom and office, I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you're like me, you're listening to something and you're like, wait a second, how do I do that? How do I get those? How do I get those tickets to the We Love Ping Pong? It's HSJGA.org. That stands for Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, HSJGA.org. Just go there. You'll get all the information about the We Love Ping Pong at Four Seasons Resort. Individual tickets on sale for the first time ever, and that's April 20th. It's the evening after the final round of the LPGA Lotte at Ko'olina. And so that's at Four Seasons, 6 to 10. A lot of fun, great prizes, auction items, and gourmet food stations, and hosted bar, and valet parking. And then you got to watch real ping pong being played, officiated by the Aloha Table Tennis guys. They're a lot of fun for the official scoring. Karen Palacios Jensen, master LPGA teaching professional, creator of Cardio Golf, a golf fitness program. She's a golf teacher. She's a golf writer. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And I love the way you pronounce my name. You do it perfectly.
Thank you. Now, thank you. That means a lot to me. You know, I was reading your Cardio Golf e-newsletter. It comes into my inbox. And I was reading about the new study that shows that you can balance your blood sugar by simply swinging your arms. So
yes,
that's for people with diabetes, obesity, and metabolism problems, swinging your arms 5 minutes?
Yes. Well, you know, basically it's exercise, but a new study just came out and said swinging your arms 5 minutes of every hour, you know, stand up, not just sit down, can help you metabolize your blood sugar so it can help maintain your glucose levels where they should be. So what they're simply saying is that we need to get up and move around to help with our anybody, not just people with diabetes. But, you know, that's a great study because I really appreciate what they say there because that's my whole theory of cardio golf. For me, it's better to do something for 5 minutes consistently than to try to save an hour or two like once a week. You know, that doesn't really do you any good. To have something work, you need to do it consistently and for little short bouts of time. And we can all get up for 5 minutes and swing our arms or swing our club, and that would help us with our blood sugar. It would help us with our exercise, our muscle tone, everything.
Everything. It lowers your blood sugar by 58% if you do it according to the way the study was done. And I think it was 5 minutes every half hour, which is a lot. But if you're not doing anything else, 5 minutes every half hour is nothing. And it'll
And I think it's just every hour. But
Every hour? Oh, good.
Yeah, every hour. So, you know, you set your alarm. Everyone has, you know, their Apple Watch. Set your alarm for, you know, top of the hour, get up, stand up,
Yes. Take
your arms out, you know, do a little exercise, and then sit down. So I always get all of my students to get my little short practice club.
That's what
I have a little short practice club. And the reason it's short is so that you can swing inside and not hit the ceilings or the walls. So if you just swung that for 5 minutes, it would metabolize your blood sugar. It would help you with your golf swing.
Yeah,
you don't have to spend hours practicing your game.
Wait a minute, I got to say the name of it. It's the Shorty Club. I love it. It's all at your website. What's your website?
CardioGolf.com.
So simple. See, CardioGolf.com, Karen Palacios Jensen, Shorty Club. I love it because I look at my golf clubs and I'm like, there's no way. I don't have those high ceilings that I see in television commercials where they have this fabulous simulator out there and everybody's indoors. It's like, wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And the other reason it's short is, you know, we don't have the judgment of where the ball is going, so you can practice your swing. Usually our practice swings are smoother, they're longer, they're better tempo. We're not crashing into a ball, so we follow through. So that's why it's great to have that to practice.
The Shorty Club. The other thing that was on your website that caught my eye, because it's actually on the e-newsletter that caught my eye. And how do I get that? I don't remember how I got. Did I sign up for that at cardiogolf.com?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Yes. It's funny. So that's all you got to do. See, what we're talking about right now, you can get in your inbox, you know, and you can always say, that's all. I don't want any more. Thank you very much. So it's not like you're just go there. You'll find so many good pieces of information, including the cardio slope, because your husband, Dan Jansen, uses that, the cardio golf slope. He uses it to stay in shape. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I designed the cardio golf slope for golfers. And what it is, it's a regular fitness step, but it has a golf twist. It's curved, so it simulates the fairway. So in my classes, we can practice the uphill and downhill lies, which, again, there's really nowhere to practice those except on the golf course. The driving ranges are usually completely flat, so nobody knows how to use those, how to practice those. But also, it's a basic fitness step, so you can do hundreds of aerobic exercises, and I got my husband, he's a world-class athlete, I got him to use it, and he loves it. He can do his lunges, and he can do his twist exercises, he can do core exercises, so it's a fantastic piece of equipment for golfers and for not golfers as well.
It's also
something that you can do at home. Like this week, everyone's going to be glued to the TV watching the Masters, so you put that in front of the TV, and you get up every 5 minutes, get your club, swing it for 5 minutes, metabolize your blood sugar.
Well, we need this all year round, you know, because when football starts.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, everybody, okay, boys, stand up. It's the commercials. Get your shorty club out. Let's do some cardio work here with our cardio golf slope. Stay in shape as we watch everybody else being in shape. This is great. This is Karen Palacios Jansen, and it's cardiogolf.com. We're talking a lot about competition and being in shape. And in the amateur world, of course, this week is the Augusta National Women's Amateur, the inaugural, being played inside the hallowed gates of Augusta National. And when you go in there and you walk the grounds, you'd know what I'm talking about. There is there's something about that place that just... It really, you have to feel it. You've got to go there, even if it's on a practice day. In fact, if it's on a Monday or Tuesday, you can walk the course all by yourself, which is what I did on a Wednesday and was absolutely entranced. So I was thinking of the mind-body connection. So these young ladies have been competing all their lives. They've been competing as junior golfers, collegiate golfers. One of them has already gotten her LPGA tour card, and she's just waiting until she finishes college before she gets into it. She wanted to do this, right? But the mind, what happens though, these ladies, they're up against a historic moment, and there's a lot of attention focused on them, to put it mildly. The first round played by women, only women competing on a very private golf course that only allowed women to become members in 2012, in August of 2012, right? So the whole world is watching them. And I was thinking about sometimes when I'm nervous, my whole body starts shaking. You know, let's say involuntary, and my mind is trying to talk. And you're standing in front of an audience. This will happen, right? And it happens to me. It's like it's just something comes over you.
I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy. So I was thinking, what is the mind? Is there a chemical that gets released, or is there something that goes on between the mind and the body when there's times of heightened stress and hyper-awareness that makes it seem to take over and you have no control?
Yes, well, there's tons of chemical reactions. Like under stress, the chemical cortisol is released, and that could be a bad thing, but there's also a good chemical, adrenaline, to help you heighten your awareness and help you relieve pain and stress. So there's two things going on. I can't even imagine how these girls feel. Yesterday when they started showing just the practice rounds, of the girls playing, I was in tears. I'm going to cry right now. It was amazing to me to see women on there. I've gotten to play there one time. It was the most amazing feeling. But to watch them compete, I was emotional, so I could only imagine. Now, I'll have to tell you, I mean, these women, they're because they're playing, they're making history. But right now, as they're playing, they're not trying to make history. They're just trying to compete. Yes, they know it's a different kind of tournament, but they all want to go out and win. And a lot of them are younger, so they don't really know some of the things that the older women have gone through. So maybe it's not really going to make sense to them until they get older and they realize what, you know, how much history they made today. So a lot of them won't even really realize what's happening until maybe 10, 20 years down the road, and then they're going to say to themselves, oh, my God, what did I do? That was amazing. You know, I'm watching these girls right now. They're competitors. They're super strong. But they're also young women, so, you know, anything can happen. It's just so emotional for me as a professional golfer that's played for, you know, 25 years. I've played golf for 40 years. I played at a golf course where I wasn't allowed to tee off until after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and sometimes I couldn't go out there at all. And now I'm watching these players playing at Augusta in a tournament. So, you know, they still need a little ways to go. I think we really need to have like a full women's field event there, 4 rounds. But this is a start, and it's amazing.
It is amazing. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Speaking, to me, I was just thrilled, and I mentioned this at the start of the show, because the whole idea of having women competing at Augusta was, I was like, wait a minute, you know, this is the home of the Masters, and okay, now it's the home of drive, chip, and putt, too. And they've made a progression. Okay, now it's the home of the Augusta National Women's Amateur. And whether they make a men's event, a women's event, whatever they do it on such a huge, fabulous scale, and it is a commitment. It's not like they're going to say, okay, that's it, we're not going to do that anymore. You know? This isn't a one couple of years thing. It's a commitment that Augusta National has made. And given that Bobby Jones was an amateur at a time when amateurs were the pinnacle of golf, and he was the pinnacle of all amateur golfers. You know, no one was better than Bobby Jones. And he was more popular than Tiger Woods. I mean, he rocked the needle. For them to create this amateur event at Augusta National just seemed perfect. You know, there was a synergy that just was perfect to me. And I wish it were all 4 rounds or all 3 rounds or how, you know, it's 3 rounds, 2, and then a practice round to get ready for Augusta National. I wish they'd create it so that it was a 4-round event. I wish it wasn't up against the first major of the year on the LPGA calendar.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
You know, a lot of wishes. But like you say, it's fantastic. It's amazing. It's emotional. And you're right. The young ladies playing right now are girls. And, one's 21, and she's about to become an LPGA player, so she may know a little bit more. But for the most part, you know, they're just doing what they want to do. I want to compete, and I get to compete at Augusta National. That's a big deal, but I don't think they see what you're seeing, knowing the changes that have gone on. When you played Augusta National, tell us what it was like for you when you played it. What did you learn? How hard was it?
Well, it was amazing. But I'll tell you, I would love to go play it again, because the first time you're so in awe of just looking at the grounds, and you know you're taking a picture every hole, and you're just it's just so in awe that it's kind of hard, and it happened so quickly that I want to go back and like take it all again and just play golf without my phone, so that I don't take pictures or anything like that, because it's just an amazing place. I would love to go play again. I don't know if I ever get the chance of it, but just going and watching the tournament is an amazing thing. Watching it on TV, it's just a cool place, and I'm glad that they're finally including women. You know, it's a free country, it's a private club, they can do whatever they want, but you know, if they want this game to grow and they want people to really appreciate the game more, they have to include women, and they're going to have to probably do a full field event for women someday.
Someday, you know, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of saying, thank you so much. Really appreciating this. Very excited. And they have done a lot to grow the game across the world with the Asia Pacific amateur event that brings the winner. That started everything. You know, they said,
right.
When they said, okay, we're going to let you come and play in the Masters. Talk about giving somebody a huge carrot to play for, to get into the Masters and being an amateur. That was pretty amazing. So we're talking with Karen Palacios-Jensen, Master LPGA Teaching Professional. She's the creator of Cardio Golf, a golf fitness program. She's a teacher and a writer. And we were talking about her Cardio Golf e-newsletter, her website, and discovering a unique and simple program to improve your swing, shape up your body, and trim your handicap. Tell us a little bit about Cardio Golf.
Yeah, so Cardio Golf was a program that I designed. I used to work in Miami, and we had a lot of people come down from the north and take golf lessons in January, and then they would go home and not practice until, you know, May or something. So I developed this program where you could practice inside. I chopped down a little club so that you can swing inside, and, you know, all of a sudden I had this cardio golf program. So it's a way to practice your swing and get exercise at the same time. And again, it's really for golfers of all levels. When you swing the club, you can work on your swing positions, not worry where the ball is going. You can help with your flexibility and your rotation, get stronger. So, you know, you're practicing your swing and getting some well-needed exercise. We know you need to exercise for better health. So if you're a golfer, why not practice your swing at the same time?
Does your husband, Dan Jensen, does he play golf with you?
Yes, he does. In fact, that's how I met Dan. I gave him a golf lesson when I worked at the David Ledbetter Golf Academy. So that's how we met. So, yes, he plays golf, and he does my cardio golf program as well, yes.
That's a huge endorsement.
Yes,
Olympic athlete. Oh, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always fun talking with you, Karen.
It's great. It's a great day for ladies golf, so I'm so happy that I got to be on your show today.
Exactly why I wanted you to be here, to celebrate. And I didn't have a clue that you'd played at Augusta National, and that makes it even such a highlight. And, yes, one day they better have a women's professional tournament.
And you and I are going to be there watching.
Yes.
In person.
We're still going to be walking. No walkers for us.
Exactly.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Bye, Danielle.
Bye. Thank you, Karen Palacios-Jensen, Master LPGA Teaching Professional. We're going to come back and talk with Alex Myers. He's the senior editor of Golf Digest magazine. A fantasy sports guru, you know, I wish you would teach me this whole fantasy sports thing, because I frankly have not figured it all out. I feel like I'm missing a part of my brain. And I'm sure that if I'd understand it all, that I'd be so much better at wagering, you know, so when all this gambling starts in golf, I'd be right in there or not. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Oh, let's get right back into it. Alex Meyer, senior editor, Golf Digest magazine, fantasy sports guru. Alex, I was just saying before we went into the commercial break that I really need you to teach me how to do fantasy sports, because it's somehow I don't understand it. You know, how do I pick people to be on my team? Do I buy them? Do I sell them? And in golf, it seems even more strange. How am I picking? I'm picking a winner? Maybe I should stop talking, let you answer.
Well, I think I need to update my profile because I haven't really done well the last couple of years. I think the guru might be a tad strong there, but certainly it is fun. It's definitely a fun thing to do to keep you paying attention to sports, whether it's golf, whether it's football, whether it's baseball. But definitely, you know, gives you more of a rooting interest as you follow along. But yeah, you know, my picks have not been good this year. I'm gonna refrain from the guru for a little bit.
Okay, we'll take that one. Let me erase that here. Okay, no more guru. But I know that you're a fan of Wake Forest. Is that still
yes.
the truth? Okay, so you must be really watching carefully what's happening over at Wake.
I am.
Jennifer Kupcho?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm watching right now. This is a fantastic event, obviously, and just an incredible day. These women playing at Augusta National for the first time competitively. And right now, Kupcho from Wake Forest is in an incredible battle. They're tied with just a couple holes left. It's very exciting. They're 5 shots ahead of anybody else. So it looks like it's going to be one of those two ladies, and they're going to have an incredible thing to put on their resume, that's for sure, something that no one else can say in the women's game that they've won at Augusta National.
So this is Fosse and Kupcho, right?
Yes, Fassi and Kupcho are tied. They're both on the 16th green right now. They're both 8 under, and third place is 3 under. So they have really separated themselves from the pack with just 3 holes to play.
So Maria Fassi, University of Arkansas, Jennifer Kupcho, Wake Forest. So it's Arkansas versus Wake Forest.
Yeah.
At Augusta National.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I mean, wow. It's such an interesting event, obviously. I remember last year when this announcement was made, I think it kind of surprised a lot of people that Augusta National is going to put this tournament on. They're 6 shots ahead of third place. So they've definitely established themselves as the class of the field, that's for sure. But it's just, as we saw with the drive, chip, and putt when it first came around a few years back, it was just so interesting to see kids at Augusta National. Now it's interesting to see women at Augusta National. I mean, you're just so used to seeing Tiger and Phil and all that, but you're not used to them opening up to other golfers of different ages, and so it's definitely a neat thing to see a week before the Masters, kind of a Masters preview.
Yes, yes, and we were just talking with Karen Palacios Jensen, and we've come to the conclusion there has to be a professional tournament there at some point. Do you think that will happen for the women?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I would hope so. It would be really, it'd be great if there was one. It's tough to see. I mean, just this amateur event being established was pretty impressive. And Augusta National, they really do care about the amateur game. I mean, Bobby Jones is the storied amateur in golf history, obviously. So, in that regard, it does kind of go with, almost goes better than a professional tournament.
Absolutely.
With the history of their club. So, people are saying, well, why isn't there a professional tournament there? Yeah, it'd be nice if there was a women's professional event there as well. But they take the amateur game very seriously. And they, this is a way to actually prop the amateur game back up, which, obviously the pros get a lot more attention than the amateur golfers do these days. So in that way, it actually is kind of a nice event to shed some light on the amateur game.
Yeah, I'm talking with Alex Myers, senior editor, Golf Digest magazine. And I was, I follow Alex Myers, Alex Myers 3. And so I'm following Alex on Twitter. And I'm reading this tweet that he sent out, the day before yesterday? And it said, Tiger Woods is going to be doing a golf course at Makaha. And I'm like, Tiger Woods at Makaha? This is incredible. And then there's going to be Gil Hans at Makaha.
Yeah.
I live here. I don't know about this. This is incredible. Of course, they just made the announcement. They kept it under wraps. I actually called it. I went with Greg Norman. I saw it was early in the morning, 3 o'clock. I thought, wait a second, Greg Norman was going to do Makaha, and then nothing ever came of that. Now we've got Tiger Woods and Gil Hans. I don't think the two of them together would make a commitment to do these golf courses if it wasn't set in stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would think so. I mean, Tiger, you know how the industry is now. I mean, there aren't that many new courses being built right now anywhere. So, I think these announcements are done pretty seriously, and especially when Tiger Woods is involved, when he's taking, promotional pictures and this and that.
Yep.
We know how sparingly he gives his time and how much he likes his privacy. So if he's putting his name on something, he's into it. You think it's definitely going to happen. And, Tiger is, maybe because of those years where he wasn't playing as much with the injuries and all that, he he's starting to build a pretty nice resume of golf course design. And, Blue Jack National, the course he did outside of Houston, has already moved up to number 114 in our ranking. So it's almost to the top 100. It's a pretty new course. He's done a lot of these shorter courses. He's a big fan of the shorter courses, maybe a 10-hole course, just a little more friendly to the beginning golfer, which is very nice. He's very into getting kids into the game and everything else. But this sounds like this is going to be a pretty serious course. Obviously, he's doing the North course, Gil Hans doing the South course. Obviously, his resume speaks for himself. He's been working on a lot of major venues. He built the Olympic course in Rio. So, yeah, you get two of the hottest designers to come in there. That's certainly a big, a nice shot in the arm for that resort.
It certainly is. And it's been closed for a long time. And they're going to build it up and do some spectacular work. And I'll have to be talking about that in the near future with Pacific Links International. They made the announcement. So exciting. All right, let's go back to golf on the national scale. I'm looking at the Texas Valero Open. Do they still call it that? yes. Yes. Go ahead.
The what?
The Valero. The Valero Texas Open.
Oh, the Valero Texas. Yes,
yes.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, so when they stopped playing yesterday, Siwoo Kim was 12 under. He had a four-stroke lead. But there was Corey Connors, Jordan Spieth, Harold Varner III, Adam Schenck, Kyung-Hoon Lee, Ricky Fowler, all tied for second. That's a pretty amazing leaderboard. And watching Jordan Spieth, Siwoo Kim's been on. Jordan Spieth seems to be ready for the Masters. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge week for Jordan Spieth. I mean, he's done nothing this year is not an understatement. I mean, he really has done nothing. His best finish in a stroke play event is T35 in 8 starts this year. So that's kind of incredible. Not what we expect from Jordan Spieth. Obviously, he did go all of last year without winning. His last win came at the 2017 British Open. But that, you know, that's kind of Jordan Spieth. We know he can win the big tournament even when he's struggling. We saw last year at the Masters, he was struggling. He finished T3 in Houston the week before. He went to the Masters, shoots an opening 66, almost catches Patrick Reed on Sunday, finishes third place. So, you know, he has shown that in a short amount of time, he can get his game ready, in particular to play Augusta National, where his track record, his first five trips there, is just incredible. I mean, his first three times there, he was runner-up twice, and he won one. So, you know, obviously it's a course he loves, but I said I needed to see something positive from him this week. And through two rounds, certainly he has shown that with a pair of 68. So you're right, just in time him to start playing better. By the way, Jennifer Kupcho just birdied 16, and Maria Fassi bogeyed 16. So she has a two-shot lead all of a sudden with two holes to go. So she's looking pretty strong right now.
Wow. So your Wake Forest is coming on strong. That's awesome. Why are
Might
you...
Come...
Yes. Why do yeah. you like Wake Forest so much?
Well, I went to Wake Forest.
Oh.
So, of course, I got it. I'm a Demon Deacon. Yeah, come on. Class of 2004. So...
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's my team. I covered the men's team for the paper for a few years. That's kind of how I got into sports writing. And I covered the women's team a little as well. I think Coach Diane Daly, talked to her a few times. But I more covered the men's team. Bill Haas was there. He happened to be in my class. So
wow.
They had a very strong team every year, obviously. Jerry Haas's uncle is still the coach there. So, of course, I'm a Demon Deacon through and through. So I know I'm not supposed to be rooting, you know, from the press box here, but of course it's tough not to root for someone from your alma mater.
Absolutely. We don't hold anything. We're not making any judgments.
Okay.
And
good,
you're also
good.
A fashionista. And
oh,
I,
yeah.
yes, you're a fashionista. So I'm reading this article, in Golf Digest, Alex Myers, senior editor. And, you know, you watch all these people always show up in these fabulous outfits, these golfers.
Right.
These PGA
yep.
Tour golfers, these LPGA Tour golfers, and you wonder, you know, do you realize that they get four boxes a year? And that doesn't include anything
yeah.
that they wear for the major events. Four boxes.
Yeah.
Every season, they can only wear it for 3 months. So they get the
right.
spring, summer, fall, and winter season golf clothing. And you got to go and get yourself fitted for a tournament that you're going to be in. Tell us about the fitting experience.
Oh, man, it was so much fun. And yeah, as you mentioned, you know, this has become a big deal in recent years. When, you know, Masters Week in particular, when the scripting comes out for Tiger Woods, you know, everybody's talking, oh, he's going back to the mock next this year. Or, you know, Ricky Fowler, what's he wearing? And Dustin Johnson and everything else. And I got a chance to go to Adidas and kind of go through the process. You know, of course, it wasn't totally like going through the process because they know their players so well that they kind of, you know, develop. They learn what they like, what they don't like. For instance, Dustin Johnson will not wear orange. He's a South Carolina fan. He hates Clemson.
Oh.
So he will not wear orange. You know, there's different things that you kind of find out, different preferences from players. But essentially, I went and, you know, they kind of suited me up for my tournament, my annual buddies trip in the summer, the HGGA Championship, and they've got me set for my 4 days, head to toe, shoes, shorts, shirt, hat, belt. They go down to every last detail. You know, they showed me what they were going to send to Xander Schauffele, what they're going to send to Sergio Garcia at Adidas. It's a 2-year process, believe it or not.
Two years.
So when Sergio Garcia won the 2017 Masters, 2 months later, they were already designing the shirts he will wear this week.
Oh, my goodness.
How crazy is that?
That is something.
So it's 2 years. They show the players about a year before. In this case, they showed them last February at the Genesis Open. They showed them stuff. They showed them storyboards. They brought some samples. The players kind of had to sign off on the 4 days. They come back to them in August. They get a final sign-off. And by then, they're manufacturing and they're already shipping because they want these clothes to be in stores the week of the Masters when everybody sees them. So when Sergio Garcia won, for instance, they sold out of the shirt, the green shirt that he wore on Sunday, twice in the next 3 days. So this is a big deal for these manufacturers. They pick, you know, things that they want to kind of pop on TV and, you know, look cool and you know, hope their players do well because that gets people running out and buying stuff. But yeah, it was a great experience. It was a lot of fun to learn about the process. And yeah, of course, I'm looking forward to getting my own box shipped to me. I couldn't take the clothes home yet because they weren't even available to the public yet. So that's how timely all this stuff is.
I thought it was interesting. By the way, your outfits, all four of them, all different and all matching, are fabulous. You're going to look stellar.
Thank you. Thank you. I like them. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to ask you about the white shirt. It didn't occur to me that when for the Masters, they want to make sure that if the guy wins, that
yes.
his shirt doesn't clash with the green jacket. So
right.
it was Adam Scott and Bubba Watson both won wearing white shirts, and they were wearing white on purpose.
Yes, that's right. And right, at Adidas, they said a lot of their guys, you know, some of them have thought about just going the all-white route. I don't think any of them are this year, but yeah, it's a separate for you know, the four majors, they script out everything for every day. But for the Masters in particular, there is a special discussion about Sunday. They try not to say green jacket. They don't, you know, the Adidas or the player doesn't want to jinx it. They'll
right.
just be like, you know, I might have to match with something, blah, 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 hint, hint. They know what they're talking about. But they, you know, they, that's definitely in mind when they pick that final shirt for Sunday. You know, Adidas definitely, and I'm sure this is how it works at Nike and everywhere else, they definitely lead the way. They definitely show the player what they're thinking, and the player usually agrees because they're the experts on this. But in that particular case, they definitely give the player a little more leeway because they know just how special that potential moment could be. Obviously, you know, a photo in the green jacket, people are going to be seeing that for forever. So that's definitely a special thing with the Masters when it comes to scripting.
Okay, Alex Myers, Golf Digest senior editor, final thought. Masters quick. You've got 10 seconds. Your pick for the Masters.
Well, I don't know why I picked him at the beginning of the year, John Rahm. He hasn't really done anything to make me not pick him. I know we kind of threw it away at the Players, but if anything that has people not picking him, which I like John Rahm this year. Keep that Spanish tradition going.
Awesome. Alex Myers, it's always thrilling talking with you. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me.
Talk soon. Aloha.
All right. Talk soon. Take care. Aloha.
Rainer Doors, some of the special people. I have great people who make this show possible. It's the Golf Club and Rainer Doors, bareback, providing lasting security and safety for your home, for your business. Rainer Doors. Increase the value of your home with a Rainer door. Make a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. It should be your garage door. 676-3667. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu, Sand Island, and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Oahu Extraction, when it floods water, or worse, the sewer pipes break, or mud is left behind in my house, the water's gone, looks what's left behind. I'll call Oahu Extraction 24/7. On-site in 90 minutes, 808-330-6212. That's 330-6212, OahuExtraction.com. Creative Plumbing. It doesn't matter how large or how small your project is. Whether it's a new build, a renovation, or repair, single-family home, or a housing project, whether you want to redo the plumbing stack in your home or in your high-rise, your entire shopping center, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing does it right. Futura Stone, Futura Stone's master craftsman, turning your project, your building, your warehouse, your showroom, anything, a home project you're doing, into artwork. If that's what you want, specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, Roman stack walls, AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers. They make runways out of that. Futura Stone, only the best. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. And you can always listen to the show. We're at radiogolfclub.com. radiogolfclub.com, and the podcast is available to you 30 minutes after the show is over. You'll see the guest list and you can click on the link. I'm Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your money. May you hit the sweet spot every time, the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide.
Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.